In 1964, the year the Sisters of the Holy Family sold their convent to become a hotel, tourism was on the rise, and the narrow walkway called Cabildo Alley was renamed Pirate's Alley. Local legend makes the alley the site of an early 19th century pirate black market run by the Lafitte brothers. Whether that's true or not, they certainly kept company with a privileged clientele, the kinds of people who would have worked in the Cabildo and Cathedral. And Jean Lafitte also definitely spent a short time in the jail once located along this alley, on the back of the Cabildo. Today, there's no question that pirates walk the alley, thanks to the pirate-themed bar located halfway along its length, the Pirate's Alley Café, a destination for absinthe. The Lafittes were two brothers, Jean and Pierre, who came to New Orleans from Haiti in the first few years of the 1800s, and probably from France before that. They arrived in Louisiana at a key moment. Jean came to Louisiana fleeing the Haitian Revolution and wanting to get into legitimate shipping, but other newcomers had already saturated the market by the time he arrived. Instead, he found his niche in the illegal side of the trade. The Napoleonic Wars were underway, and the U.S. was staunchly neutral. Trade with either side would provoke the other, and while the U.S. produced plenty of raw materials, it had always relied on importing manufactured goods. Piracy was a solution. Lafitte's grew wealthy and extremely popular by illegally importing every kind of in-demand cargo, from nails to enslaved people. The illegal nature of their work ran them afoul of William C.C. Claiborne, Louisiana's first American governor, who offered a bounty for their capture. Andrew Jackson showed up in the middle of this standoff and negotiated the Lafittes into fighting on behalf of the city in the Battle of New Orleans in exchange for a full amnesty. Of course, after that battle, the pirates were more popular than ever, but the amnesty only included crimes they'd done before, not the new ones they immediately set about doing afterward. And before long, with the Napoleonic Wars ending and legal trade opening up, they were run out of town and moved their enterprise to Cartagena, Colombia. Also in the alley is Faulkner House Books, located in one of the two buildings where the writer William Faulkner lived for his brief 1.5-year stay in New Orleans, during which time he wrote his first two novels. Today you can find an excellent selection of the works of Southern writers, new and old, in the bookstore, plus a case of historic local books. The staff are well-read and can help you pick out your best introduction to Southern Gothic. Continue along Pirate's Alley until just after the Pirate's Alley Café, where a path forks off to the right. Follow this out to St. Peter Street.